W4DJW.
Just thinking about you. Didn't you and the wife go down to her sister's or something in Florida the other day?
We were at his house in Florida, over Christmas.
Junky old Avalon do on gas down there.
Before we left here, and then we had to refill, it gets about 500 miles on a tank, so we were about 200 miles short when we got there. And then we had about 300 miles once we were down there on the way back before we had to fill up again. So she's still got out of that fill up remaining in her tank about 300 miles left on that tank before it's empty. So 1, 2, 3 fill ups to go down there and back, 3 fill ups for 1,400 miles, and plus another 300 in the tank.
I'd say that's just pretty darn good. Wow. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it. That sounds like you made a good choice there to me. Of course, I'm not biased, you know that. I heard you guys working on the repeater yesterday and didn't want to interrupt. Sound like a short squelch tail on it now. What's all the changes?
The other station in there. So the changes are, it's the only thing that is what it was before yesterday is the power cable that comes into it and the antenna that is connected to it. Everything in between the DC current coming in and the RF going out, the antenna has been replaced. And that other station, go ahead.
7 Japan. Hey, Dave, I just wanted to report to you. I was all the way on the other side of a mountain all this morning as you guys started working on it a little while ago when I tried to call you. And although I didn't have a good solid copy, I was hearing you guys. And in that particular location, I never used to hear you out there at Chimney Rock and Bat Cave and out that area.
Hey, Bob, appreciate that feedback. We know that we've got work that we can do on the receive side. But the goal was to get the receive to at least work out that far. And we made a oops, we put the squelch too high before we left. It had to be high while antenna was on the ground, but we didn't transition it back down once the antenna went up 450 feet on the tower. So appreciate that feedback, Bob.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to you, Dave, and I'll let you guys have back at it. ND7J Mobile.
To you too. Tom, does that make sense? Everything between DC current coming in and RF going out is the new.
Same to Bob, and glad to hear you. Well, that's a plus, then. So all you got to do is turn the squelch down a little bit now. Is that right, Dave?
It's set really high because we had an antenna on the ground. And when you have an antenna on the ground, there's so much RF down there on the ground that you have to crank it up really high, or it'll be breaking the squelch all the time. And we did not turn it down to what we intended it to be before we left. That was oversight. But it's back down now.
It's a short squelch tail. It almost sounds like it's not there.
50 milliseconds, and we've been talking about what we want that to be. The lower it is, while EchoLink is being supported from an external remote location, the better it is for the EchoLink stations to be able to get in. As long as it's held up after somebody talks, they can't get in. They can't squeeze the push to talk. So if immediately when you let off the push to talk or within 50 milliseconds, they can get in, it's better for them. But it's kind of better for continuous flow if it stays up for a second or two after somebody lets up off the mic, because the next person might key up before that second is over and it never dropped. So we're still deciding. The jury's still out on where we need to go with that one, Tom. And you get a vote. If you've got a vote, let it be known. W4DJW.
That makes sense with respect to EchoLink. My input would be, you know me, Dave, I'm no expert. I would say it needs to be a slight bit longer than that, because you get so many kerchunkers, and they come on, and a good way for them to know that they've made the repeater is to hear the squelch tail. That would be the only thought in the back of my little brain. And then they don't do as many kerchunks, I guess you would say. That's the only hindrance to it that I can think of. and the maybe making somebody lag a little bit in between transmissions, which we all forget to do that. Well, if Bob's still there, he can come back in and leave a little lag, and his signal was good, except for a little bit of it there. And so I'll send it to ND7J, and if he's not there, we'll pick it up, Dave. ND7J in 0TR.
Sorry, Tom, I think it should be just a little bit longer. Not a whole bunch, but just a little better. That would be my vote. And it's definitely worked better because I'm driving in an area that I normally lose the repeater for about a half mile, and I did not. So whatever you guys did seems to be working. W4DJW ND7J.
Here, Bob. That's good to hear that you're able to get in where you weren't before. And that's not the only thing we're doing to help you get in where you couldn't get in before. We're also looking at making an over and under antenna situation. And the one of the two is actually pointed up that direction. But that's not with this effort that's going on right now. And Tom, the Swedish, which is where this software was born, would agree with you. In fact, they'd go even further. The way they do it over there is, before a ham radio operator out in the field like us right now can use a repeater, the ham radio operator out in the field has to turn the repeater on. And you usually do that with a tone or with a burst tone or a continuous tone or something turns it on. Keying it up and holding it down and letting off of it with no tone at all is a way that they can choose to use to turn it on. And once it's turned on, it's on. It doesn't go that back down. I talk, I let up, it's still on. You talk, you let up, it's still on. That's the way they do it over there. It's different than the way we do it. So it might be a good idea to do that, because then they, with that method, they have totally eliminated kerchunks. Because once you turn it on, it's on. And then it has to be idle for a period of time before it'll turn itself off, or the ham radio operator out in the field will turn it off. So maybe they've learned something that we don't know yet, we're about to learn. I don't know. We'll figure it out, though. W4DJW.
I guess he's after me. I think that's excellent. It's time to move into the, 21st century, whatever. 2020. Can't believe I lived that long, but that's really great. Glad to be here. Anyway, Dave, it's needed a tone for forever, and there are not that many people that have radios out there, I wouldn't think, that don't have that ability. But if you could do it without it and make it operate like that, I think that's an excellent idea. And then I'll send it to Bob, and then you can tell me what you got done on that link on the 8-2. ND7J and 0TR. John, Bob, go ahead, Nick.
Hi, boy, guys. I got to jump out of here. Good hearing you both. I'll be inside in a little bit, and I might be able to give you a little better of a report from there, Dave. ND7J, I'll be on the repeater shortly.
I'm only about a block away from the house myself, so I'll be out of here pretty soon. But the linking was all set up, ready to go. We got it all working, except for the placement of the linking antenna. And the placement of that antenna, we tried half a dozen to a dozen different places to find a good link over to the repeater on Paris Mountain. And we didn't find one that was not up on the tower, and we didn't have the feed line to put one up on the tower yet. So we decided to leave that turned off because it wasn't very good, and we didn't want to just frustrate people with it. But it is, the software's there. The linking radio is there. Everything's in place. We just have to find a home for the antenna, Tom, and we'll be able to turn that link on.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Dave. That'll be nice, and it'll utilize the other repeater that sets idle so much, and maybe give some dark spots there that the 6-1 doesn't hit from Paris Mountain area. All right. Well, I'll let you go, Dave. Say hi to Amy, 73's, and Bernice and I are heading to the grandkids to take them a little bit of sunshine cake down there. W4DJW and 0TR's clip.
Last thing on the PL tone, the tones I was talking about are DTMF tones that you use to turn it on and off. On the PL tone, it's probably likely we will turn that on, but we will give a notice long before we do it. Right? We'll give a date and say, on this date, we're going to turn it on, so that everybody expects it on that date. because that's a really easy thing to turn on, and it does have, you know, what could be a significant impact. We don't know that yet. But anyway, good talking to you, Tom. You and Bernice, be careful out there, and happy New Year to everyone. W4DC74.
Good planning, and thanks to you and Johnny. I heard you on there. This is NGLTR, please. 37J
and 12.
You need to up your power or something. You're not quite making the repeater. And zero kill.
I'm only running 5 watts, so I guess I can't use
that.
Thank you.
Tom, I'm in Greer, South Carolina. I could hear you that time, but wait. Yeah, 95% white noise in there. It's in zero TR on the side and listening for Bob.
Yeah, I'm in Weaverville, South Carolina, and and I'm running about 5 watts on the handheld. Yeah, if you hit Bob, then hit
Weaverville, please, here, my wife next to me. Well, you made it that time. It's difficult to copy, but buy you a little amplifier and stick it in line with that and get you about 35 watts, and you'd be full quieting. 73, and I'm clear. And 0TR.
This is KA2GSM on the side.
Howie.
And 0TR. I just wanted to check and see where you were calling from. I just heard Weaverville on a handy talkie here. Over. My name's Tom.
TR, W4IOE. Hey, Tom, it's Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. I couldn't hit it last night. I heard them talking. They had the squelch turned back pretty tight to stop for chunking, but it seems like I'm hitting it now.
You were almost full quieting. Real good signal and strong. Well, good to hear you, Sid. We are just about to pull in here at the daughter, so I'll let you go. But I just was curious because Weaverville, Bernice says, is on the way to Cherokee. That's up there a ways. And some lad come on there and was on a handy talkie on 5 watts. Sid, it's good to hear you. Bob said he'd be back in a little bit. He was just arriving home, I think. But I got to go in over here at the daughter's right now in Greer. 73, Cinder OTR, clear.
Hey, Mac, tell me, I was concerned about getting in the net tonight. I like to check into the net every evening. Yeah, Gary's on tonight. Tom, have a good evening. Happy New Year to you. 73, W4IOE.